The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Thank you, Freddie Mercury. Yeah, it's time to let's go. And another one bites the dust. And well, first of all, let me tell you, it's Wednesday, and this is North Idaho Wednesday. And it is also the, what would you call it? The comeback version of Ricky's Top 10.
Special reunion?
Special version? Reunion holiday.
Holiday special?
Thing, yeah. Because we're in the mood for holidays, and holidays are about, you know, thinking about the past. And
well, how did you promote it all week? What were the, did you run ads for this?
I don't know. I left that up to our engineer, Pat.
Oh, and, Pat?
Anyway.
She was on a break!
Anyway, it is a special holiday retro edition of Ricky's Top 10. And for you longtime listeners, every Wednesday for about 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years we did this?
Almost 5 years.
Dang, bro.
Yeah. You were about to get the coveted 5-year t-shirt.
All right.
Of Ricky's Top 10s. I don't know how we did that every week. But yeah, if you recall, it was a top 10 list of something that was kind of pertinent to what was going on that week. You know, a holiday food or, you know, if it was 4th of July, our favorite 4th of July events and et cetera.
Super Bowl halftime shows.
Super Bowl halftime shows. In fact, that was our very first show.
That was our first show.
And we've had a variety of guest hosts. And for this special holiday retro look back edition, we're not having any guests, just us. Anyway, we should do it every week. And it's great to have you back. And where have you been?
I don't know.
Good. Anyway, it is our local hour. Welcome everybody here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM in KSBT in somewhat soggy Sandpoint.
A little snowy.
A little snowy, even though all the phone apps or weather apps I had on my phone yesterday said it, at tops, 3% chance of snow, and it snowed fairly good.
In fact, the night before, I was like, it says there's a 3% chance of snow, and you went, poof, and then we woke up to snow the next morning.
Yeah, well, it's North Idaho, so that's what's happening. So what's happening here on the show is we are going to do our Ricky's Top 10 Favorite Things About the Holidays, because we're halfway in between Christmas and New Year's weekends.
Exactly.
And I like the way that both holidays fall on a Monday.
Cause yeah.
It's just, it's
long
nice.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can always, the next day, go, just too holidayed out. I got to take another day.
Exactly. That's how I got to be here today. The holidays worked out where my days off just coincided with staying here all week. It was really nice.
Yeah. A couple things to tell you about before we get to Ricky's Top 10 for today. Lake Pendere Repertory Theater is going to be presenting Legally Blonde, the musical.
Oh.
You should be in this.
That's totally fetch.
There's auditions coming up in the first week of January. In fact, we'll have Keely on the show next Thursday to tell us more about Legally Blonde. So stay tuned for that. Tomorrow's show, we will have Kate McAllister and Dorothy Prophet, I believe, will be on to talk about the upcoming Angels Over Sandpoint presenting The Follies. And there are Follies auditions coming up. So we'll learn more about that on tomorrow's show. Also, of course, this weekend, just a plethora of events going on for New Year's, New Year's Eve. There's a New Year's Eve dance on Saturday at the Sandpoint Community Hall. Live music with Christy O of Bombshell will be at Pendere Winery on Saturday. And there will be a New Year's show night 2 with The Rub at The Hive. So you want to check all that out. And if you're looking for stuff to do this weekend, don't forget, you go to Schweitzer.com. There's all kinds of stuff going on. In fact, there's a New Year's Eve tubing party, and the traditional New Year's Eve party and taps at Schweitzer. So go to Schweitzer.com for information on all of that. And for looking for events over the weekend, you can always go to the event calendar at Sandpoint Online and check it out. We've got Ricky's top 10 for you to check out coming up here in just a minute. Our top 10 favorite things about the holidays. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
All right, well, welcome back to Ricky's Top 10 Special Holiday Retro Edition. And you know that I commissioned Steely Dan to record that song just for this show.
No.
6 years ago. Yeah.
Wait.
It's a true story. Ricky, don't lose that number. It was perfect for this show and co-written by myself. Mm-hmm. And that's why they recorded it. It was just for this radio show.
So all of my traumatic childhood memories of people going, "Hey, Ricky, don't lose that number." And I'm going like, "What are you talking about?"
Didn't exist. Wait, I just fact-checked myself. Yeah. I'm lying.
Okay.
Song came out in 1974. By the way, I should remember I was a senior in high school. Anyway, let's get past that and to our Ricky's top 10, and it's been so long.
It really has.
I forget how we do this.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's just start all over.
Okay.
And how about I do a number 10?
Sure.
And then you share your number 10.
I think that sounds great. Okay. And then 9 after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's the way we want to go.
No, I like it. Okay. Yeah.
My number 10 favorite thing about the holidays is all the people in town.
Really?
No.
Okay.
That is my number 10. And I mean, not so much. Not so much people. How do I say this delicately? Friends and relatives.
Sure.
That okay. are home in
Our
town.
People, yeah.
It's just so great to see,
me.
Aunts and uncles and, uh-huh. and stuff like that. And I know traveling, especially when a typical winter around here can be a pain.
Correct.
You know, the airport's 90 minutes away and blah, blah, blah. So it's great to have friends and relatives around town, North Idaho family. In this very rare year of very little snow, so people are just mulling around town looking for stuff to do, which yeah. is great for our local businesses and restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. So, It's actually good to see.
Yeah.
That's my fun. Number 10.
I like it. I went and had ice cream yesterday with my niece downtown, and there were a lot of people just like, it looked like a dang Hallmark movie. Just people, small town shopping, walking down the sidewalks with their face. It was cute. Anyway, my number 10 is all the presents.
Ah.
I do like to receive presents. That's one of my favorite things in the world. But I really, really like giving presents. I think yeah. it's really fun and satisfying, and that is, even if it's just like you see somebody you normally see when you come visit town, but you just bring them a little trinket this time, and it's cute and special. And
yeah, and your presents in particular, because it's not like you don't I have to say this delicately yeah. too. It's not like something you would get from Amazon.
Correct. That is the last place I would get a present. For those reasons, but because one, I am a crafter, and two, I also work in a vintage store, mm-hmm. so I have no occasion to shop on Amazon for people. I tend to shop and make things all year round, so I'm not scrambled at the end of the year. I know exactly what I'm getting people. There's a special box in my house that's full of presents for next year already, so... It's fun, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I went through that box, and I'm just wondering which one was for me. I can't figure it out.
Well,
I'm just kidding. my number 9, if we're going to assume, move right along here, my number 9 favorite thing about the holidays is all the holiday music.
Really?
Let me explain.
Okay.
Okay, like this particular year, I was in a store, and I was hearing Christmas songs,
yeah.
and it wasn't Halloween yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right.
That's incorrect.
I think before Thanksgiving is still not right.
I think before December 1st is not right.
Well, I think Thanksgiving is close. Get past Thanksgiving, holiday yeah. music's okay.
Sure.
But I think we all get pretty sick of, we all love holiday music, but you get pretty tired of the traditional jingle bells mm-hmm. and Mariah Carey and all that stuff. But I think people would like it better, at least I would, if shops and stores played more of...
Yeah.
The Christmas music, like the John Prine Christmas album.
Great Christmas album.
Why not?
Exactly.
It's wonderful.
The Tom Petty Christmas song is good. The Kinks have some great Christmas songs.
Other Christmas.
Exactly. The Chieftains, Bells of Dublin.
A tradition in our house.
Yeah. All-time favorite.
And Jimmy Buffett's Christmas album is
yeah.
pretty good. Chuck Berry's rendition of Run, Run, Rudolph.
In fact, I think the Ramones have a good Christmas song, or The Clash maybe, one of those two.
Anyway, there's a bunch of really good stuff that doesn't get played in the commercial places, so
yeah.
I think they would open up the playbook a little more. But I have to warn people, there's a pro tip. Don't be tempted to try the Bob Dylan Christmas album.
Because
as much as I love Bob Dylan throughout his entire career, his Christmas album sucks.
Trash.
And it's just, in my opinion, unlistenable. And I know you like it, but
I like it.
It's too much gravelly that he's like 112 years old.
Yeah, so. It's terrible. I would do an impersonation of it, but I have a cold, as you could probably tell, and I would just start coughing. But it's so bad. It's I enjoy it for a minute.
Anyway, so a quick Christmas music story. it kind of hits home. Your sister, my daughter Julia, was driving down the road the other day and was playing Christmas, you know, kids' Christmas songs in the car, and her little 4-year-old Cole was, you know, listening along and kind of singing along and stuff. And then that song Santa Baby.
Yeah.
You can picture Santa Baby. It's kind of
sexy. I did a dance to it in kindergarten.
Santa Baby came on, and he didn't say a word. This little 4-year-old was just like staring straight ahead, and the song ended. And this is the truth. The little kid goes, "What the hell was that?" They're like, "Right on, dude. Yeah, what the hell was that?" Anyway, from the mouth of babes and Christmas music was my number 9.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
My number 9, thank you for asking, is Family Time. And you might be going like, why is Family Time all the way down at number 9? And I'm like, because...
we're not fun.
No, because we do Family Time all the time. We're a close family. The older I get, the more I realize it's odd that we speak to each other as much as we do. We all get along pretty well. We have a family book club where it's just the siblings and my dad. It's pretty weird. And so we do Family Time a lot. But I feel like Christmas Family Time is just... it's different and it's special because Christmas is magic and different and special. But I do really appreciate the, like, nobody gets dressed up or puts any effort in. We really just come over in pajamas and hang out and eat food together. And it's great. I love it.
I really appreciate that. And spoiler alert, I have family time too, but it's much higher up on the list.
Wow.
Just saying.
All right.
One more real quick here before we take our second break. Here on Ricky's Top 10. My number 8 is sweets, especially the Christmas candy, Toblerones and stuff like that. And as you know, I don't eat much candy or cake or anything like that. In fact, hardly any, except it's just too hard to resist around the holidays and there's just too much of it laying around. And I want to have a quick shout out to the folks at Route 66 Auto Body who every year has delivered a package of goodies for the staff, employees here at Blue Sky Broadcasting, including two Bundt cakes. And honestly, I was never a fan of Bundt cakes until they started doing this, and it's just irresistibly great.
Yeah. We do have that fruitcake to try when we get home, too.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway, that's very nice. Okay. Right. Do we have time for my number 8?
Let's go. What's your number 8?
Here's the thing. I think the holidays are magical, and I think that they can sort of suspend your seasonal depression for a minute, which is pretty nice. It's one of my favorite things. And not that it, like, in a clinical sense, can make you not depressed, but you do have an excuse to do all those things that you can put off that feed into your depression, like you have to clean the house because people are coming over. So suddenly you've done that task that you've been avoiding and putting off, and all the home improvements and, you know, fixing your hair and putting on a nice outfit, all those things that depression doesn't necessarily want you to do in your head. You do it anyway, and you feel a little bit better for a little while. And then in a week it wears off and it's fine. But it's nice. It's a magical time of year where depression doesn't exist.
Wow. Anyway. Didn't see that coming. But what I do see coming is our second commercial break here on Ricky's Top 10 Special Holiday Edition. And we will continue with more right after this.
Does anyone feel like life is busier than ever, especially with the holidays? I'm a planner and try to think of it all. But what about the unexpected? Now, I've got that covered. My husband and I finally got life insurance with SelectQuote, and I couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. This holiday season, I feel a little lighter, knowing my family is protected and ready for whatever the new year throws our way. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-675-8181. That's 1-800-675-8181. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-675-8181. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split-second moment in time, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. And that's why when others look away, Susan G. Komen leans in. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. Fighting breast cancer takes funding for research to discover the next new treatment, providing access to quality and affordable healthcare, and people willing to take action by raising funds and raising their voice to advocate for others. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10 Special Holiday Edition for this Wednesday. And, you know, I should mention that it's Ricky is here on my left, and mm-hmm. I'm Bob Witte, by the way.
Oh, did we not say that?
I did not say that. Anyway, we're down to our number 7 top 10 favorite things about the holidays here smack dab in the middle between Christmas and New Year's. And one of my favorite things about this week and this time of year in general is obviously football. I know that, you know, you've been spending time at my house this mm-hmm. week, and I watch a little football.
A little bit.
You were getting into it the other night, asking
Ricky
about all these
football
rules.
Witty. Yeah.
Anyway, of course, the NFL season heading towards the playoffs, and then all the college bowl games that are going on, especially the real ones, like the, you know, now through New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. Although I do miss the more traditional matchups, like when I was a kid, you know, especially the Rose Bowl was totally. Like my favorite game of the year. Pac-12 against the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And they're great USC, Ohio State games, or Bo right. Schembechler or Michigan games. I mean, those were just
classics.
And what I was really disappointed in the bowl selection committee when they had an opportunity this particular year of having UW and Michigan play each other
no.
in the traditional Rose Bowl. It would have been perfect.
Amazing.
You know, 2 o'clock Pacific time on mm-hmm. January 1st in Pasadena, where miraculously it's always a
70
ooh. And blue skies and mm-hmm. perfectly clear and sold out crowd. And it's like they could have played each other, but instead it's Michigan and Alabama. I mean,
where?
I like,
never even heard of Alabama.
I like Michigan, but Alabama's like my least favorite college football
oh,
team.
Oh,
dang. Anyway, so UW is in the four, but they're taking on Texas in the Sugar Bowl that night. So at least, yeah, go Huskies in that. And while we're talking about football, I also want to mention.
Are we still talking about football?
I'm so excited about the Montana Grizzlies, you know, getting some national television
totally.
Exposure
yeah.
last week and winning, and
great.
Especially the now they're playing the title game in a week or so. And of course, their big star offensive lineman, Brandon Casey from Sandpoint, Idaho.
Where?
Born and raised. Sandpoint High School. Go Bulldogs. Awesome. Anyway, don't get me started on the transfer portal and what I think about it in college sports. I'll save that for another day. And
can't wait.
Go back to Ricky and your number seven.
I, too, have football on my list. It's just much higher.
Touche.
My number seven is all the like short visits and phone calls that you make over the holiday. Like I'm visiting town because I moved away a couple years ago. And so you get to do that thing where you can stop by people's houses and be like, oh, I only have a half an hour, catch up, quick, you know, drink of cider or something, and then move on. You don't have to do the big, long, like epic overnight visits with people. You know, it's just kind of nice. And then you get to make phone calls you don't normally make to people that you maybe talk to once or twice a year.
Sorry, I had to get the engineer's attention there for a second. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. I was done.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, got a little thing going on out in the hallway.
What's your number six?
My number six is the two traditional holiday adult beverages. I've narrowed it down to just two.
Okay. I feel like I could think of five right now. We could do a top 10 on that.
Well, I only do two, and they're both beer.
Okay.
domestic and imported.
Wow. So, yeah,
two are my number six favorite thing about the holidays.
Interesting. My number six thing about the holiday also doesn't need a lot of explanation. It's chocolate for breakfast.
Ew.
Excuse me. We were both eating chocolates at 9 a.m. Christmas morning. I just want to point that out.
Well, that's, Christmas morning, that's
exactly. That's what I'm saying. You have an excuse literally for the whole week if you're me, if you're Bob Woody, just for Christmas morning. But Nutella.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like cinnamon rolls all week. Like we've had a lot of sweets for breakfast all week.
Cinnamon rolls is the perfect example of what I was talking about a minute ago. Is I don't eat cinnamon. I only eat them one day a year.
Right. Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
Because it's tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff. My number five is Christmas presents. Just Christmas presents in general. It is just so... I'm so lucky to have grandchildren, especially most of them are here. And it's just priceless to see them, you know, opening their Christmas presents. And it's like, wow, that Christmas spirit is still alive. It's been going on for all these years, and it's still there. And I also, besides the kids stuff, I like it when adults get things that they may not have expected.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my gosh, that is so thoughtful.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on about that, but I really appreciate all that stuff.
I like it. I mentioned earlier, I was with my niece yesterday and we were downtown, saw somebody dressed up as Santa, and she went, oh, it's Santa. But Siti, that's not the real Santa.
What?
Because he's tired. And I was like, yeah, I love that my 8-year-old niece, like she's at that age where you just don't know. But she was letting me know that that's not the real Santa, because she knows who the real Santa is. And I thought that was really magical and special. And it's really nice having kids around.
Yeah, and that's really awesome. Like, example of what my first thing was about, people in town. And you were saying there are all these people in downtown Sandpoint, at least just walking around the streets looking for treats like you guys found, and maybe popping into one of the retail stores or going on the Cedar Street Bridge like you guys did. And that's nice. Pretty cool.
My number five, on the other hand, as a childless, unattached adult, I have zero adult responsibilities this week. I am here on vacation. I'm staying at my dad's house. I haven't done dishes. I haven't done laundry. I don't have to make any decisions for myself. I haven't chosen my own meal in 3 days. It's so nice. I put a dish in the sink, and then magically in the morning it's put away in the cabinet. Like everything about this week is so nice. And this is coming from somebody, I'm not saying, like, I don't have kids, so I don't have to make decisions for other people all the time. But I have to make my own decision 100% of the time. Every day I have to go, like, what am I going to eat today? What do I have to wear? Where do I have to go? I'm making my own decisions constantly. It's so nice to just not have to make a decision for a minute. It's such a relief, and I'm very relaxed. I'm having a great time at your house, except for the whole being sick part.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
You're cold. My number four is the tradition of family Christmas cards. Mm. And honestly, you know, I grew up in an era where just everybody sent everybody Christmas cards. It was like, yeah, oh my gosh, I can't wait to open the mail and see, you know, and granted, a lot of the are from people that you don't remember or that families that have moved away and you haven't seen in a long time. But a few years ago, kind of that tradition was, you know, fading, you know, with the, you know, the internet and things like that. People were doing other things other than family Christmas cards. But with technology being what it is, the Christmas cards, at least in my little circle of friends and family, have made a huge rebound because you can do so many things. It's not just a picture of the family standing there
in front of a birch tree. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's gotten like your brother, my son, Willie, put in his wife. They put together this and their little doggy. They look, I can't even begin to describe it on the radio. Maybe someday you'll see it, but it was taken from the Barbie movie, and they just nailed it. Just sensational. And that's not the only one. It's just so many great Christmas cards from people, and it's great to see cards, instead of fading away, I guess is my point, it's just taking them to a new level.
Exactly. Morphed into the modern age. Yeah. I agree. That's a good one. My number four is the food. Like you were saying about sweets, I obviously eat sweets all the time, but I do eat foods that I don't normally eat. We have a lot of food traditions in our family, which is really nice. Certain things that we eat on certain days during the holidays. And that's fun. I really like our cinnamon roll tradition Christmas morning. We have cinnamon rolls with coffee while we're unwrapping presents and then have a real breakfast after that. Go to my sister Julia's and have just like a deli platter of food. So it's very easy, graze as you will kind of vibe. And just hang out. And then yesterday, my aunt and uncle made us some quiche for brunch. And that was so good.
That's the perfect example. I never eat quiche.
Yeah.
And it was great.
I only eat lasagna. I love lasagna. I only eat it once a year on Christmas Eve at your house because we don't want to cook. And it's so easy and delicious.
Is this a free plug for Ivano's to go?
It should be, but that's not what I intended.
No, it is wonderful. I appreciate that they're still around doing that.
Yeah, it's great.
Very good. We are down to our number three.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, so let's do mine, and then we'll take that final break and come back to your number three.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Does that work?
I can't wait.
My number three is a subject that I know you love. And any of our longtime listeners who are listening will remember this, and it's the Christmas movies.
Oh, my gosh.
We've done several variations of our top 10 favorite Christmas movies, but you and I always watch on Christmas Eve Die Hard, which I went online this morning, and I was kind of surprised. It's only like 35% of people in the United States would consider Die Hard a Christmas movie.
Nonsensical.
I know everybody in our family wholeheartedly, 100% of the Witte clan knows it's a Christmas movie. I mean, it's got Christmas music throughout the movie.
Yes.
It takes place on Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
They're at a Christmas
party.
Ho,
ho, ho, now I have a machine gun.
Yeah. And they don't really shoot that many people, so they're kind of like showing a little, you know, they have thousands of bullets that just go stray. Mm-hmm. It opens with Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis.
Great classic alternative Christmas song also.
And Hans, what's his name, gets tossed out of a window. That just smacks.
Hans Gruber,
That just smacks Christmas right there.
And I believe Santa was born in Germany, like the bad guys.
Ooh, now you're going deep.
Thank you. It ends with Let It Snow, when all the bearer bonds are snowing down and they drive away in the limo with Argyle. Yeah.
Interesting.
The Christmas movie.
And one thing that, you know, going back to a previous, I was talking about college football. If you notice this, next time you watch Die Hard, when they show the security guard who, wink, wink, it's not really the security guard. He's one of the bad guys.
Yeah.
But on his TV set on late night Christmas Eve is the USC Notre Dame game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any football fan worth their salt would know that USC and Notre Dame have never played on Christmas Eve, especially at 11 o'clock at night.
Please.
Why is that happening?
It's 11 o'clock on the West Coast.
So, just watching that going, what?
Yeah.
That's just not real. Anyway, so Christmas movies in general, besides Die Hard, I love the Muppet Christmas movies and Elf. Those are probably my number two and three. And honestly, until you guys started making me watch these in recent, probably in the last decade, I never watched Elf or the Muppet Christmas movie before. Yeah. I think they're classics.
They're so good.
And I know our engineer Pat would put a vote in for the new Eddie Murphy Christmas movie. I watched it last week, and I just don't get the same feeling.
Sure.
I love Eddie Murphy, but the movie, maybe over time, it's like look back and go, that was kind of retro, but just pro tip right here, just it's not that good.
Okay.
Anyway, what is good is we are going to take our final break. We come back here on Ricky's Top 10. We'll have your number three, and then we'll send it on home, so stick around.
As we close out another great year here in North Idaho, we want to express gratitude and give thanks to all our loyal customers. We're excited to offer our 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon as December's Wine of the Month. Delia Knack's incredible artwork will brighten our tasting room, and as always, we have an amazing lineup of music. Gift someone you love with the Wine Club membership next year. Joining is free, and enjoy savings every time you buy. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open Tuesday through Saturday, noon till 8. The Pondere Winery, bringing excellence to the art of winemaking for the past 28 years.
Join Dish at Dover Bay on New Year's Eve and get ready to ring in 2024 with friends and family. They'll have some special classic delights, crab cakes, prosciutto-wrapped black cod, steak Oscar, and drink and champagne specials. Seating is limited, so make your reservation today. 208-265-6467. That's 208-265-6467. Wishing you the happiest of New Year's. Dish at Dover Bay, open 7 days a week.
I'm Georgia Simmons. On behalf of the Bonner General Health Foundation Board, I invite you to the 16th Annual Heart Ball on February 3rd in honor of Jack Parker. We will raise funds for an additional endoscope to expand our efforts to knock out cancer in our community with early detection. Please join us February 3rd for a night of dinner, dancing, dessert auctions, live packages, and fun. Visit us at bonnergeneral.org/foundation.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you like for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here, so they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know like you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe, they are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Ricky don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better.
When you get home.
Oh, we're back. Special holiday edition of a Ricky's Top 10. For anybody who doesn't know, a show that we did for a number of years right here on Wednesdays. And this Wednesday happened to be open. So, and you happened to be in town.
Yeah.
So we threw this together, you know, half an hour ago. And here we are.
This is actually the most prep I've put into a top 10 in a long time.
Yeah.
There have been days where
because we haven't done the show in 2 years.
Finishing the top 10 list while we're doing the top 10 show. I came very unprepared a lot.
And eating lunch at the same time.
Yes.
We're down to your number three top 10 favorite things about the holiday season. And what you got?
My number three is movies.
Oh.
We had the same number
three. Well, I only discussed one or a couple of movies. So, you're kind of the movie aficionado. What are your favorite holiday
movies? I fully agree with all the movies you mentioned. I do like a lot of older movies that you'll say I made up, like It Happened on Fifth Avenue and Shop Around the Corner. And what's the one with...
I don't know, just make it up.
Okay, there's one with Robert Mitchum and what's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis's mom, Vivian Lee. Mm-hmm. And it's really good, and I can't remember what it's called because I'm dying of it.
Were they in Caddyshack?
Yeah, it's Caddyshack. but no, there's some really good classic Christmas movies that are always on like TCM around this time of year, or Max now if you have HBO. That
on somebody else's HBO account.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
That I like to revisit every year. But yeah, I love holiday movies, and I am a real stickler like holiday music. I'm a stickler for only watching them in the month of December. I will not go outside of the 1st to the 31st for watching these. I did just watch Peanuts, the Charlie Brown Christmas, with my niece for the first time in her life. She's 8 years old. She's never seen a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I didn't realize it was so short. It's only a half an hour.
It's only half an hour. And Rudolph is half an hour.
Huh.
Yeah. They're all short.
But, you know, it is important. And Ellie is the perfect example. Eight years old, had never seen a Charlie Brown Christmas.
It was insane.
How is that?
I don't know. I have a word to have with her mom after this.
So have you seen the new Eddie Murphy Christmas?
No. Oh. I don't plan to. It got a bad review.
Yeah,
from
I would give it several years and maybe try it again.
So. All right.
My number two, as we move right along, that you have already touched on, is the holiday food.
Mm.
And I'm a little bit different because I have traditional holiday food, but my traditional food is probably different than yours. I like the traditional holiday barbecued ribs, barbecued chicken. You know, Italian sausage.
Because the holidays are the only time of the year that you have these things.
Okay, so the holidays are the only time of the year where I can barbecue for the last time of the year on New Year's Eve. And then New Year's Day, you know, I promised you during the break I wouldn't mention football again. But, you know, while watching football on New Year's Day, UW's in the Rose Bowl, by the way. They're not playing Michigan, which just sucks. But yeah, you can you'll barbecue the first barbecue of the year. So where else can you get those two meals in there within 24 hours?
I mean, you could literally do that any time, really.
Not the first and the last.
I guess not within 24
hours.
Okay.
So,
no, I get what you're saying.
And I like to fire up the grill any time of year. Super Bowl Sunday, I'll be out there doing it. The weather doesn't... In fact, the worse weather, the more fun it is to barbecue outside, in my opinion.
All right. Well, thanks for that. My number two, we have some very specific Christmas morning traditions. As kids, we would line up in the hallway where we couldn't see the living room, and we would wait for you to play the Chieftain's Bells of Dublin, and as soon as we heard the bells, we could run out to magical Christmas morning things. And now, as an adult, it's usually just you and me first thing Christmas morning, and we have developed our own Christmas morning traditions of you make coffee and cinnamon rolls, and I sit there and wait for the cinnamon rolls to be ready. And then we open...
You notice I didn't burn the bottom this year.
No, it was great.
First time ever.
Perfect. And we open presents and usually watch a Christmas movie and take a nap and then hang out. And it's just like, it's just such a nice, easy, fun Christmas morning, opening stockings that we stuff for each other and sharing the same air freshener that we've passed back and forth in our stocking for the last 5 years. Just a fun, I really enjoy our little Christmas morning traditions together.
Yeah,
it's nice.
And then after all of that, you know, as we approach lunchtime and head out with a deli platter out to your sisters and all of our kids and dogs and cats and all their toys, and just all heck breaks loose.
It's insane. And then we get to come home and nap again.
No, that is, it is a great holiday tradition. We've moved along pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly.
We're down to number one.
Yeah.
And you've already touched on, mine is number one favorite thing about holidays is family. Mm-hmm. Just hands down.
Wow.
Probably goes without explanation, but appreciate people that are around. Like I said, people who are out of town being here for, mm-hmm. I mean, not just our family, but everybody's.
Like any one member of your family in particular that you wanted to shout out to being here?
Like, is there a favorite? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, like specifically one of your daughters. Like, obviously, Willie is the only son. Like, specifically one of your daughters that might be your favorite who's visiting right now.
Oh, who's visiting right now?
Yeah.
Would that person, like, be in studios at the moment?
They could be. Oh. I haven't looked around to see who else is here, but...
We're getting a little too personal, so we will move on to your... number one favorite thing about the holidays.
My number one, more specific than our Christmas morning traditions, you and I have developed some very specific Christmas Eve traditions that I won't necessarily talk about on the air.
Thank you.
But, excuse me, as I mentioned before, lasagna is one of them that I really enjoy. It's the only time I eat lasagna all year for no other reason than I just don't know how to make lasagna.
But I want to throw in,
does
though,
it really
I,
well.
One thing I forgot to mention that... Yeah. I grew up, my mom, mm-hmm. bless her Irish Catholic heart, mm-hmm. when she was a little girl, it was installed in her on Christmas Eve was tamales.
Ooh.
And there was just no way around it.
Yeah.
So we hung on to that, you know, I kind of got away from the traditional tamales, but into Mexican food for
yes.
sure on Christmas Eve. And so, but in recent years, yeah. it's just so easy to get Ivano's to go and heat up the lasagna.
I know. It's so good.
Don't tell my mom.
And then the leftovers after that are just they're perfect.
Yeah.
We had half a lasagna left.
Yeah.
It was great. And then, well, like you said, watching Die Hard and Elf and Muppet Christmas Carol. We also did my brother gave me a book. It's like a children's book rendition of Die Hard. So we did a dramatic reading of that and filmed it and sent it to my siblings this Christmas Eve night. It was really fun. But yeah, just all of our little quirky things that we've developed over the years is really fun. It means a lot to me, and I really appreciate all of that time. Plus, you know, football. I did watch a record number of football games in the last... I mean, I watched two. I watched two in the last 2 days. That's a lot for me.
I know you're going to go home on Friday and this weekend. You're not going to ever admit it, but you are turning on that TV and watching the bowl games.
Okay, here's the thing. The one game that I will watch because of the halftime show and the commercials is the Super Bowl. But as most sports fans, I am superstitious about sports. And whenever I don't watch a regular season game all year, and then I watch the Super Bowl, whichever team you're rooting for at the Super Bowl loses. But this year, I've watched two regular football games now, so I'm allowed to watch the Super Bowl, and your team won't lose automatically because of me. So I think I'm setting myself up for a fun Super Bowl Sunday this year is what's happening.
My goodness. But we appreciate you being in town and making the holidays bright.
Yeah, I forgot how cold it is in this studio. It's freezing. I'm wearing a fur coat.
It's wintertime. It's mood.
Yeah.
I was going to bring in fake snow, but...
The other thing I forgot about, though, there's a very flattering mirror. If you're ever at the Blue Sky Broadcasting Station, come in to maybe compliment your local hour... sports or talk radio host, use the women's restroom. There's the most flattering mirror in that bathroom. It's really like the skinniest mirror in town. It's so great. I love it. I
have to say I've never seen that. But anyway, that's Ricky's Top 10 Special Holiday Edition for this year. Maybe we'll make this another holiday tradition and do it next year. I can tell you that tomorrow I'll be back with the usual North Idaho Thursday. We'll have our monthly visit with the Sandpoint Elks Club. We'll also welcome in Dorothy Prophet and Kate McAllister from the Angels over Sandpoint, talking to us about the Follies tryouts for this year's Follies. We're just a few months away. And we'll meet Dr. Kimberly Kramer from the VCA North Idaho Animal Hospital tomorrow. She's from Bonner's Ferry. Very interesting person and really looking forward to all of that. But till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
walks slowly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you.